Mirwin Hines had a pretty clear idea of what she wanted to do with her life. She was going to meet someone, get married, start a family. But the right guy just didn't come along, so when she was in her early 30s, Mirwin, thinking she was fairly healthy and had a good-paying job, she decided to have a child on her own. Except the road to motherhood was far from easy. Mirwin ended up going through years of fertility treatments before she finally got pregnant. Her daughter is now 18 months old, and Mirwin's struggles aren't unique. 1 in 6 Canadian couples struggle with infertility. That's a statistic that health professionals are hoping to highlight during Canadian Infertility Awareness Week, which begins today. And Mirwin is here with us now in studio to share her story. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So from the get-go, it seems, you were determined to have a child. Why did you want so badly to be a mom?
I think it's a few different things. For one thing, I have an extremely close relationship with my own mother. She is one of my best friends. And I've always wanted to have that kind of a relationship and that kind of closeness and intimacy. And just being able to watch a life grow, watch someone experience all the things you experienced and do them for the first time. And it just seemed like a magical experience that I didn't want to miss out on.
Sounds like all the right reasons to me. So your journey began with intrauterine inseminations. What were your expectations going into that? I mean, you think you just get pregnant fairly easily?
I'd hoped. You know, you always hope you'll be the one who gets pregnant the first or second time. I'd done, you know, a lot of research leading up to the start. So, of course, I knew, you know, the statistics. I knew the risks. And, but, yeah, you know, the hope was I would. And each time it came back negative, I just sort of got a little bit more and more dejected.
How many times?
Well, I originally did 6 tries.
Wow.
And then I had surgery to remove endometriosis, and then I tried a 7th, which also failed.
Well, you've had quite the journey. So next, when that didn't work, you moved on to in vitro fertilization, and even then you struggled to get pregnant. You had 2 miscarriages. How would you describe that chapter in your life?
That would have been the hardest chapter of my entire life, especially struggling to even get pregnant. Then getting pregnant, even again, even though I knew the risks, I never thought it would be me. You know, I was pregnant. I had finally made it. So when I miscarried the first time, it was the biggest shock of my life and the hardest time of my life as well.
And yet at the same time around you, your siblings are getting pregnant. What was that like?
Oh, it was terrible. My family is and will always be extremely supportive of me and what I was trying to do, but that doesn't quite cushion the blow when you find out that your siblings are not only pregnant, but in the time you're trying to get pregnant, several of them get pregnant again.
I mean, it must be disheartening for sure. So you invested a lot of time and a lot of your own money in the process as well. I mean, obviously your mental health at the time, as you just described, took a toll on your mental health. Was there ever a time when you were just saying, okay, done. That's not going to be for me. It's not meant to be.
I never quite got there. I did, however, get to the point where I started to visualize a different life for myself. So after my second miscarriage, I actually used some of my baby fund money to take my dream vacation. And while on the vacation, I kind of realized there are other things in my life besides the goal of motherhood. So once I am ready to give up, you know, I know I'll be okay. That was sort of as far as I'd gotten.
Everybody needs a little time away.
Yes,
that's what
absolutely.
It comes to. How much did it all cost you when all was said and done?
Over $60,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is not cheap.
It's not cheap. I mean, so a pregnancy finally stuck, and that was about a year after your second miscarriage. So now you know you have a baby growing within you. I mean, what went through your mind when you found out?
The first thing, definitely terror. an intense fear that it's going to, that the miscarriage would happen again. In fact, I remember during the first ultrasound where my doctor, Dr. Taylor at Olive, told me everything's great. I actually told her to look again. I just needed to be sure. And that fear was there, but lessened the further into the pregnancy I got and the more positive, you know, all good ultrasounds I passed.
And you actually got morning sickness. I mean, you probably were of two minds when you got morning sickness. It's really happening, and I feel terrible at the same time.
I actually called all my closest friends and family the first time I threw up. And I'm like, I just threw up. And everyone was like, that's good. I could have stood without having it the entire way through the pregnancy, but it was definitely a positive sign.
I have to ask you, what was it like the first time you held your daughter?
It was amazing. It was just amazing. The first time I felt her, actually, I had had a C-section, and my mom brought her and leaned her cheek against my cheek, and it was just the most amazing thing. I mean, I can't even describe the emotions. And I mean, I was still high on drugs at that point too, and it was very intense.
Now, your struggle with infertility, you know, I gave off some statistics at the introduction to our conversation here. It's not unique. I mean, we talk about 17% of Canadian couples going through it. I mean, what do you hope that others might take away from your story?
The biggest thing I would say is, in the beginning, I kept it very quiet, what I was doing. Even after my first miscarriage, a lot of my friends, my very close friends knew, but a lot of my other friends didn't. People I worked with didn't know. All they knew was I was on medical leave. The second miscarriage, I came home and told everybody, absolutely everybody. And it astonished me how many people wrote back to me and said, me too. I went through this too. Or even people who hadn't, just, we support you, you know, why don't you come out for a night and just forget, you know, about your worries. And I mean, it was just amazing. And my recovery, the second miscarriage, was 10 times easier because of it.
Just talk about it. Mirwin, absolutely. Thank you so much for talking about it with us too. And we're thrilled you've got a beautiful little 18-month-old to share your life with.
Thank you very much.
That's Mirwin Hines. She's the mother of an 18-month-old daughter, and she is going to speak about her story as part of Canadian Infertility Awareness Week.